One other question about this case. I see that this patient had hypofractionated breast radiation therapy. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, that's sort of for lumpectomy patients, particularly non-negative patients, has become pretty much the standard of care now. Most patients have a fractionated 16 to 15, 16, 20 treatments. So the treatment now lasts usually about 3.5 weeks. We don't treat usually for 5-6 weeks what we used to. So it's a much shorter regimen, much better tolerated. There's been a lot of experience with several clinical trials that have shown that hypofractionated radiotherapy actually is as effective as a standard fractionation with even somewhat better cosmetic outcomes. So that's becoming essentially the standard nowadays.
Anything else new in terms of breast radiation therapy, intraoperative radiation, et cetera, that you want to comment on?
So intraoperative radiation is something we don't do actually in our center. And for me, looking at the data, I get the impression, of course, that there is a little bit higher risk of local recurrence for patients that get intraoperative radiotherapy. So we haven't adopted that yet as a standard. I know people are using it. You can use it sort of as a boost to avoid a boost, eventually use it with whole breast radiotherapy. But in general, we haven't used it as a standard.